Good morning. It's Drive Time, a show about anything automotive. Co-hosted by automotive industry veterans Tom Cheddar and Desmond Creighton. Tom's a popular speaker, consultant, and writer with over four decades of automotive experience. He owned a chain of award-winning auto repair shops and is the recipient of the Transmission Industry's Lifetime Achievement Award. Desmond has over 30 years of automotive experience as a master technician and transmission rebuilder, and he's the owner of Prescott Valley Transmissions, serving the Quad Cities area for 14 years. So sit back and relax as we talk about anything automotive. It's Drive Time.
I can't wait to get on the road again.
Yes, it's Drive Time. We're the only automotive talk show in the Quad Cities area, and I'm Tom Cheddar. I'm joined each week by my sidekicks Desmond Creighton and Ken Freund. Des is the owner of Prescott Valley Transmissions, and they're known as the hassle-free zone for car repairs. Ken is our car and motorcycle guru. His career spans over 40 years as a service advisor, a certified technician, a vehicle tester, and a writer for several magazines. It seems like Ken has something special up his sleeve every week. I can't wait to see what he's up to today. So folks, even though we don't take live calls on the show, you can get involved and ask questions or make comments on our website, drivetimeaz.com. Just use the Submit Your Question form on drivetimeaz.com. And we'll answer you during the week. And if your question's picked, we'll read it on the air and answer the question on the show, of course. And then you'll win a prize. You can also win a prize by sending us your favorite car or motorcycle song, along with a funny or sentimental story that goes along with it that explains why it's your favorite. So while you're thinking about it, go to drivetimeaz.com and enter today. We have some great show sponsors, and if you get a chance, please tell them that you appreciate them for taking time and spending money for sponsoring the Drive Time program. We purposely chose our sponsors that we feel we could endorse, not just promote. Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service is your favorite hometown tire and auto care center. All New Again Paintless Dent Repair makes hail damage and other dents and dings invisible, or it's free. Five Star Cars is a no-pressure dealer for top-quality cars, trucks, and SUVs. And Bennett Oil is family-owned and has served the Quad Cities petroleum needs since 1938. Folks, that's 85 years. Third Shot Coffee and Acai at the Gateway Mall and the Tropical Smoothie Cafe in Prescott Valley in front of the hospital. And it's easy to contact any of our sponsors, too. Just go to the DriveTimeAZ.com website and click on their logo. And just like on Star Wars, you're going to be magically transported directly to their website. While you're there, also take a look under Ken's picture for links to the Arizona car shows and motorcycle roads, rides, and events. You'll also find links to podcasts of our previous shows. You'll never need to miss a show or an episode, and you can tell your friends they can go there and look, too. So that's drivetimeaz.com. Hey, folks, we have a very special interview today with a, well, I guess you would call him a legend in our field. It's Ed Eskandarian, and Ed is the godfather of hot rodding, and he's also a good friend of Ken. And so I'm going to hand the ball off to Ken and let Ken tell us a little bit about Ed. And we'll have the interview with Ed in a few minutes. But Ken, why don't you kind of bait the hook for us?
It goes back roughly 30 years. When I lived in California, I used to go to all the major car shows, the ones over at Pomona and everything. I would run into Ed at a lot of these events. And then we started talking with each other, and he invited me over to his shop in Gardena, which has been there since 1966. That's when he moved to that location. He gave me a tour of the place, and he wound up later grinding some special camshafts for my two Ford Flathead V8s. He calls them the Isky Special Grind for his friends. friends and really run. And then we kept seeing each other at car shows, and I started going and seeing him for lunch down in Gardena. There was like a little hamburger shack down the road, and he humbly would go there religiously, and maybe once a week or every 2 weeks I'd go down there and meet him for lunch. And I started taking him out for his birthday when he was in his 80s and 90s. I'd take him out for lunch on his birthday.
So let me ask you if I got this right. Earlier this week, he celebrated his 102nd birthday?
Yeah, absolutely. July 10th, he was born in 1921.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, so, how cool is that, meeting such a pioneer in our industry and starting, really founding the Hot Rodders?
So we're actually going to have him on here in a few minutes. Did you tell me he was the founder of SEMA?
He's one of the founders, along with Bib Edelbrock and a few other guys.
So those of you who don't know, the Apex SEMA auto show in Vegas every year is the largest in the world for exclusively automotive. But what does SEMA stand for?
Well, it was Speed Equipment Manufacturers Association, and then later on, to broaden the scope of it, they changed it to Specialty Equipment Manufacturers Association. You know, it wound up being a really big thing, and they moved it to Las Vegas, and it's still going on today, and it's like tens and tens of thousands of people from all over the world go there. Ed was the SEMA president in 1963 and 64.
My word. Well, I can't wait for our interview with him, and folks, I know you're going to be thrilled. But let's talk about one of our friends right here in the studio today, Desmond Creighton. Host and friend. How are you today, Des?
Doing well. How about you guys?
I'm good.
Awesome.
No one ever asks me how I am. I'm always the one asking. So, Desmond, you know we talk about you all the time as being the, you want to say it for me?
The hassle-free zone for car repair.
The hassle-free zone for car repairs, right. And what does that really mean? I mean, we all know car repairs is a hassle, but how do you make it hassle-free?
We do our best to make it easy as it can be for our customers, whether we loan our cars, same-day appointments, top-quality staff, certified staff, yada, yada, yada. Everything we do, we just try to make it as painless of an experience as possible.
So hassle-free is kind of a catch-all, like an umbrella, that if you can think of anything that's a hassle about a car repair, you got them covered.
Yep, we do our best.
Yeah, I think, you know what, Desmond? I bought one of those car wash tickets where you can go get a car wash.
Me
as
too.
As many times as you want to go. You can go multiple times in a day.
Yep.
And I think one of the biggest problems with car repairs or anything really in life today is just the inconvenience of doing it. I mean, I'm thinking, I ought to stop and get my car washed. I just drove up from Phoenix and I got bugs all over. It'd be a good time to get it washed. And I look at my watch and I go, nah, I don't really have time today. And it's free. So the amount of money involved doesn't even come into play. It's the amount of time.
Absolutely.
So what do you do to address that time issue?
Well, same day appointments is huge. When you call us, you got a problem, we need to at least look at it. We can't fix every car the same day it comes in, but we can at least inspect it, tell you, is this a minor problem? Is this a serious problem? Is your car safe to drive? Is it not safe to drive? So that's the first step. The second step, if it is a major problem or a problem that we have to keep your car, we have loaner cars, we do a rental car reimbursement, things like that. We'll even get you an Uber home. I'm happy to call Uber for you. Whatever we got to do to make it as easy as possible. And believe me, right now, my wife's car is at the dealer for recalls, and it's a giant pain to lose a car.
It's a pain in the butt, right?
Yep. They've had her car for a few days, and so here we are sharing one car. And
so let's say I'm driving down the road. My check engine light comes on, and I'm going, oh, yuck.
Give me a call.
I needed to get it checked, but I just don't want to take the time. And I call a couple of shops, and they tell me they're booked out till next week. What do I hear if I call your shop?
When is now a good time? Come on in. Give us a call. Like I said, we may not be able to fix it that same day, but we're definitely going to be able to look at it and give you an idea of what's happening.
And some things you would say, it's okay, keep driving it. We can see you next Tuesday or something like that. But if it's something you go, you really shouldn't keep driving this, then you've got some alternatives for me, whether it's just getting a ride or you get me in a rental car or something like that.
Absolutely.
Did I hear you say you have free loaner cars, too?
Absolutely.
Is it a huge fleet?
We have quite a few. We're looking to get more. And I understand. We understand. Our team understands the inconvenience of not having your being able to take your kids to school, get to work, everything. That's why we open up at 7 o'clock in the morning. We're opened up early. We stay open late. I want to make it easy and convenient for you, the customer. Come see me.
That just makes me feel good. But I mentioned Fleet a second ago.
Yes.
And what a perfect time to bring up Bennett Oil, because they have the Pacific Pride Fleet Program. So why don't we step away from this interview for a second and let's hear what Bennett Oil has to say. Check engine light on. You know, one possibility is running too low octane or low tier unbranded gas, or simply just some bad or contaminated gas. I want to tell you about the good folks at Bennett Oil. When it comes to quality, they never cut corners. They sell only top-tier fuels with premium additive packages like Chevron and Texaco with Tecron, VP Racing Fuels and Lubricants, and a complete line of Citgo lubricants. From its humble beginning 85 years ago with Czech's Atlantic Richfield Service right here in Prescott to the multi-state company it is today, Bennett Oil is known for top quality and customer-first service. If you have a business or a fleet of vehicles, Bennett Oil's Pacific Pride Commercial Fleet Card might be the answer for helping to control your fuel costs. By the way, you don't have to have a fleet. The folks at Bennett Oil can customize a program for you, too. There are thousands of locations nationally, and Bennett Oil has a 6 Pacific Pride commercial refueling sites for 24/7 fleet card access in the Quad Cities area. There's 3 in Prescott, 1 in Prescott Valley, 1 in Dewey, and 1 in Chino Valley. These sites boast DEF, or diesel exhaust fluid, right at the pump. They have higher volume fueling hoses and nozzles for faster service in larger volume vehicles. They have wide open lanes for large vehicles and RVs, and state-of-the-art fueling controls and fraud prevention. Bennett Oil is also a bulk fuel and petroleum product and equipment distributor, serving retailers, repair shops, and commercial heavy-duty companies with off-site deliveries, even in the field. Non-business listener, everybody uses fuel, and Bennett Oil has 2 retail locations. The Texaco at 810 East Sheldon Street in Prescott also has a convenience store and an amazing full-service deli. Thumb Butte Pit Stop at 1451 West Gurley Street in Prescott also has a convenience store and another great deli. You can also buy your home heating fuel, kerosene, and shingle and fence oil for staining and maintaining your decks, fences, and shingles. Bennett Oil has been serving Arizona's petroleum needs since 1938. This year marks their 85th anniversary. Be sure to tell them you heard about them on Drive Time. Okay, Desmond, where we left off, let's get back to some other things, like why would it be important if I have a check engine light? Why couldn't I just assume that it's okay to keep driving it? Because I heard Ken one day say, if it's flashing, get off the road right away, right?
Yeah, well, that indicates that you've got a problem that might overheat and melt down your catalytic converter, for example. It's something that's urgent. I used to drive tow trucks and also do AAA. And it's heartbreaking. I saw so many people that would drive. They'd have just a little leak, maybe a rubber hose for the transmission cooling line would split or crack. And they would drive it out of fluid, and it would start slipping. And I just want to make it to the next exit. I just want to make it home. And instead of just pulling over and getting a tow truck and having a very, very minor repair, they wind up putting a transmission in it.
Because they drove it out of
oil.
So,
yeah.
Things don't work so good when they lose their lube. Huh?
Yeah, there's so many times where you really need to just pull over and stop.
Okay, so
that's what we're saying.
Back
don't
to the
drive a small problem into a big one.
That's where I was going.
Sorry.
So my light's on. It's not flashing. I kid myself and say I could keep driving it.
Come let us tell you. Come let the experts take a look at it.
Yeah, because you could drive, as you said, what? A small one into a big one?
Yep, small problem into a big one. We see it way too often.
So you have a lot of people come in, and they're just coming in for this, we'll call it a preliminary performance check. I don't know if you have a name for it.
We have our free 15-minute no-wrench inspection.
No-wrench inspection, okay. No-wrench means no cost.
Yes.
Okay. That's kind of cute.
Oh.
So I come in for that, and you find that it is okay to keep driving it.
Mm-hmm.
All right? What happens then?
So then, like, let's say a sensor is going bad or something minor like that. Okay, first things first, when is your schedule? When are you available to come back? We will get on the phone. We'll get parts ordered. We'll get everything together. And then we'll schedule you in. It may be a week or two for everybody's schedules to line up. But at least then you know it's a minor problem. It's a minor inconvenience. It's not going to cost you thousands and thousands.
Okay, so you get it all teed up so that when I do bring it in,
yep,
there's no waiting to buy parts and
yep,
order parts and all. You got it there and you're ready to go.
Get you in and out as quick as humanly possible.
Well, that sounds good to me.
My team is really passionate about this.
That's great. So, Desmond, you have a hassle-free pledge. It's on your website. I've read it. It's also here in my notes. I'm looking for it. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take them one at a time quickly.
Sure.
Okay. We promise a hassle-free auto service experience. I think we've already talked about that.
Yes.
So what that means. We promise to treat you courteously and professionally with integrity and respect.
Absolutely.
So what is, I mean, I know what integrity and respect means, but integrity could have a lot of meanings.
Yeah. I treat people the way I want to be treated.
There you go. Golden rule.
Amen.
Okay. We promise to keep you informed about what we're going to be doing. And I think this is the big one, why we're doing it.
Yes. So, you know, the steps of car repair can be confusing. The whole experience of going to a garage can be confusing. We try to keep you well informed. Why we're doing what we're doing, what the results are going to tell us, how this is how we come down to, is this a minor repair, is this a major issue, all the steps that are involved in doing it. We just want you informed. We want you to know what's going on. I have found that if I understand what's going on, I'm a whole lot more comfortable with the situation.
You know, I can relate to that. I've said this before. I used to own a chain of auto repair shops, even though I was never a technician. So I never had any issues. I'd just bring my car in and tell the guys it's doing this, and later on in the day they'd have it done, or sometimes I'd have to drive another car home or something. But I didn't think twice about it, right, because I could trust my own guys.
Yep.
But when I sold out, and I lived in Washington at the time, when I sold my business and moved down here to Arizona, suddenly I'm no different than any other automotive consumer, auto repair consumer, because I'm not a technician. I can't fix it myself. I might have some idea what's going on, but I'm really at the mercy of that shop. And what I discovered as I went around shopping for different shops that I might want to go to, they all had different procedures, but nobody ever told me what they were. When I say procedures, I mean their process.
I got you.
And I can't imagine, I'm familiar with the business somewhat. I can't imagine being someone that maybe once or twice in a lifetime I end up going in for a transmission problem. And I'm clueless what they're going to do. I think that's very refreshing that you tell them ahead of time.
And the important thing about that, too, is it puts your mind at ease. You don't have to be fearful. What are they doing to my car? What's happening? Dollar signs are just racking up like crazy. If you're informed, you know what's happening, you know what to expect. And to me, it just makes everything more smooth.
Okay, and now we're down to promise number five, a written approval.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not going to do work without your authorization.
Written might mean a text.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Text, email. We have all the communication forms that you could possibly want. We even do Zoom. but I never will I do anything without your permission.
And the number six we've talked about, too, if we get you back on the road as quick as possible, getting you back on the road might be in a rental or a
loaner car.
A loaner car. But also the thing we talked about where you get the parts lined up before I even come in for my job. That's going to speed up the process, too.
Absolutely.
And then the accurate diagnosis, I'm sure, contributes.
Absolutely. We're in a small town, and, you know, I wish that the parts stores carried all the parts that we need to fix your car. But the reality is they don't. We have to order in a lot of parts. I would say 75% of everything I do, I have to order in. So if we can get ahead of that, it just makes it more smooth, more.
Would you say most of that 75% is overnight or two nights?
Absolutely overnight.
Okay. And then we promise to keep our commitments. That's completion times and price quotes.
Yes. I mean, that's just self-explanatory.
So you give me a price. It's not an about price. When you finally got all the diagnostic done and everything, you say, here's what you need. Here's the price. I can take it to the bank.
Tax, everything included. I like to quote out down to the penny exactly what you can expect to pay.
And you have a hassle-free warranty.
Yep.
What makes it hassle-free?
I'm not going to fight you. I just bring it in. You got a problem, we're going to take care of you. We truly care about what we do. Our team is passionate about repairing cars and doing it correctly. We want it right just as bad as you do.
Is this right that you actually offer, if they want it, a workmanship warranty for life?
Yes. We're definitely a lifetime workmanship warranty.
Wow.
So come see us.
That's very cool. So speaking of warranties, that reminds me of All New Again.
Nice. They're awesome.
The guys over at All New Again, you know, their guarantee is if you can see the dent after they're done, it's free. So yeah. It's invisible or it's free. And we're coming up on hail season. I think we ought to go ahead and let me tell you a little bit about them. Bruce, Brandon, Matt, and Chris call themselves the crew all over there at All New Again Paintless Dent Repair. Let me tell you, these guys are magicians when it comes to making dents literally disappear. When I say disappear, I mean just that. They're invisible. The beauty of paintless dent repair is that your car's original paint remains intact, so the integrity of the finish is preserved. By the way, they'll tell you right up front if your damage is right for paintless dent repair. They never charge you for estimates, and there's no appointment needed. You can even send them a picture of your dent, and they'll give you their opinion right over the phone. Your satisfaction's guaranteed. Even if they try to fix it and can't make it perfect, they don't charge you. I came up with this slogan for them. Results you can't see, or it's free. They loved it, they use it, and they mean it. Here's an alert for you. Hail season is here, and hailstorms attract hail chasers. As the name implies, these outfits travel around the country chasing hailstorms. They pop up tents and signs on every corner, and the sign says, "We fix hail damage." The problem is, they blow out of town as fast as the hailstorm blew in. Once they're gone, what are you going to do if something goes wrong with their work? These guys are tricky, too. They'll get burner cell phones and local numbers so you think they're hometowners. Don't fall victim to these gypsy-style operators. I was over at All New Again recently and saw an example of the kind of work done by some of these hail chasers last season. Believe me, it wasn't a pretty sight. The poor owner needs to have it all done over. So when it comes to paintless dent repair, take it to All New Again. They've been in business for 2 decades, and they're here to stay. They're located at 8000 East Long Mesa Drive over in Prescott Valley. Contact All New Again Paintless Dent Repair by going to the DriveTimeAZ.com website and clicking on All New Again. It will take you straight to their website and tell them DriveTime sent you.
So, Des, as you know, I'm a technical contributor to RV Magazine, so I have a lot of RV-related questions. One is, do you have any kind of program you can give people that want to tow heavy trailers to upgrade their transmission coolers, temperature gauges, stuff like that?
Absolutely. I would say probably, not having numbers right in front of me, 30 to 35% of the transmissions we do are upgraded transmissions, mainly for towing. I don't get into racing transmissions too much, but heavy-duty motorhomes and the big, you know, diesel trucks and stuff that tow a lot of weight, definitely I keep external coolers in stock, good quality external coolers that, you know, do what they say they're going to do.
Yeah, what would you say would be a good temperature, maximum temperature, where somebody, if they see that that temperature of their transmission fluid, they should pull over?
230. 230, you should be stopping, letting it idle in neutral. 220, start. You should be watching it very closely. And you know, anything under 220, if you're pulling a grade with the load on there, transmissions are going to heat up. But when you're done with the grade, it should start cooling down. Definitely 230, get pulled over.
So that's you mentioned technical questions. How about if we do the drive time question of the week?
Awesome.
That music means it's time to announce the winner of the Listener Question of the Week contest. To enter, just go to our website, drivetimeaz.com, and submit your car repair question or concern. If your entry is selected, you win. It's that simple. Congratulations to this week's winner. You get a $225 gift card package from our sponsors and one of our friends of the show, Third Shot Coffee and Acai, located in Gateway Mall next to Starting Point Church. My personal favorite is the Prescott Power Acai Bowl. It's protein-packed with all kinds of natural peanut butter and a whole bunch of other nutritious stuff. It's a perfect meal replacement. They also serve specialty coffees, breakfast, bakery goods. Let them know that you heard about them on the Drive Time Radio Show. This week's winner is Mike. Mike has three questions that are perfect for this time of year because we're talking about extreme heat. Here's Mike's question, comments and questions. I've heard that the extreme temperatures of Arizona are hard on tires. I've also heard that tires have expiration dates on them. And where can I find the expiration date of my tires? Let's take that question first, Ken.
Okay, well, they don't actually technically have an expiration date. What they have is a manufacturing date. And if you look on the sidewall, it'll say DOT in large capital letters, and then there'll be some little codes, and the last four digits will show you the actual manufacturing date, which would be like if it's, let's say it's 4318, that would be the 43rd week of 2018. And while there isn't truly an expiration date, most of the manufacturers recommend, the tire manufacturers recommend that you replace the tires after about 6 years. Now, for example, Michelin recommends that you have a tire expert examine the tires when they're, if you have a question about them, and see if they have developed cracks in the sidewall and so forth. It'll lead to failure.
I bet you, though, the heat in here in Arizona is a little harder on tires, too.
Yeah.
Road surfaces can fry an egg.
Yeah. You know, when it's a hot day out, if you actually take a reading of the pavement, it's maybe 160, 170 degrees. And so the tires can't cool off because they're in contact with that. And they get hotter and hotter as they roll. And the more power you put through them and the more weight you have on them, the hotter they get. So you need to also consider, make sure you have enough air pressure. What's the recommended air pressure in the tire?
Actually, we just answered his fourth question, which was, do the extreme temperatures require us to be a little more careful? And you've answered that, and he wanted to know what he could do to extend the life, and you said air pressure. Is there anything else?
Rotate your tires every 5,000.
Now, my car has a different size tire on front than the back.
What does your owner's manual say?
I don't know.
Shame on you. You're supposed to read it.
I know. Ken always says it's boring, but you need to read
it. Yeah, if you have insomnia some night and you can't sleep, you start reading those manuals and you'll go right to sleep.
You know, that's a good point. I bet you Louis at Tire Pros would have a good answer for this.
I bet he would, too. Why don't we play Louis's commercial after we finish this segment? What do you say, guys?
Sounds good.
All right. So there's some yin and yang on nitrogen in tires. Funny thing is, I used to think it was hydrogen, but that would be a bomb, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, a blowout would be quite exciting.
Yeah. But nitrogen supposedly has a different size molecule, and it affects tires differently. And I know it's not in Louis' commercial, but Louis talks about properly changing the air over to nitrogen. So that old wives' tale about the change of the air in my tires, there actually is a service for that. But he says it's very important that you get all the air out before you put in the nitrogen.
And he was saying in our interview with him about how much better gas mileage he got, how much smoother the car was.
Right. I remember that.
Yeah.
So, folks, you know, consider going to Prescott Tire Pros. You know the old adage, it seems too good to be true, and it probably is. Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service turns that old adage upside down. Until I met Louie and Angel, the owners of Prescott Tire Pros, I had heard their commercials on the radio, and I wondered if they were just another company that overpromises and underdelivers. Well, the time came when I needed some help with my mysterious vibration and clicking noise in my car. I had it checked out by a couple other shops, but they couldn't or wouldn't figure it out. And then someone I trusted told me to take it to Louie. Boy, was I glad my friend recommended them. They spent nearly an hour checking, testing, getting to the bottom of my problem. And when it turned out to be something they don't work on, they told me who to take it to for repairs. The amazing thing is they wouldn't take a dime for figuring it out for me. They said, just remember us next time and tell your friends about us. Little did I know back then that I'd be hosting a radio show a few years later. But here I am, and I'm telling you about Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service. I'm not telling you about them just because they're one of our sponsors. I've told a lot of my friends about them. I'm telling you about them because you can trust them. You know, they do a lot for the community, too. They're always helping veterans and other deserving individuals. They're simply fine, fine people, and I'm proud that they're one of the sponsors, and most of all, that they're my friends. By the way, they don't just sell tires. They're a full-service automotive center. If it's part of your vehicle, they most likely can service it, fix it, or replace it. And if it's something they don't work on, they'll tell you who you can trust to do it right. All their tires and repairs are covered nationwide with a written warranty that's second to none. The next time you need tires or anything automotive, do yourself a favor and take it to Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service. They're at 1635 Iron Springs Road next to Waters Garden Center. Or go to our show's website, drivetimeaz.com, and click on the Prescott Tire Pros logo. It'll take you straight to their website. Earlier this week, we had the privilege of interviewing Ed Iskandarian. Hot rod enthusiasts consider Ed the godfather of hot rodding. We're going to play that interview for you in a minute, but Ed's a friend of Ken Freund, so I'd like Ken to tell us what's so special about this interview.
Well, Ed Iskandarian is a legend among racers worldwide. Born back in 1921 in Tulare County, California, crop failures forced his family to move to Los Angeles. There, Ed learned mechanics by souping up Model T Fords. Experiencing repeated failures from the old bangers, Ed experimented with hopping up Ford flathead engines, which were new at the time. Ed learned a trade working as an apprentice tool and die maker. When World War II broke out, he enlisted in the Army Air Corps. Ed celebrated his 102nd birthday this week on July 10th. After the war, Ed started racing at California's dry lake bed meets. He wanted a special camshaft, but a five-month waiting period for a special cam caused him to buy a used cylindrical grinder, and he converted it to a cam grinding machine with good results. The rest, they say, is history. Ed pioneered many firsts in valve train technology, something his namesake company continues to do today. Ed was given the nickname of Isky the Cam Father. In 1963, Ed, along with a few other industry pioneers, created the Speed Equipment Manufacturers Association, now known as the Specialty Equipment Market Association, or the SEMA. Ed presided as its first president in 63 and 64 and led the group through its first crucial years. Iske has sponsored many racers, including another living legend, Don Garlitz. Back in 85, Ed was inducted into the SEMA Hall of Fame. Over the years, he has been inducted into many halls of fame. Iske's CAM's present location in Gardena, California, covers over 75,000 square feet, employs over 100 people, and is the world's largest performance CAM manufacturer.
Thank you for coming on, Ed. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Hey, oh, by the way, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
So, Ed, right. Ed, this is Ken. I'm on now. And, I've known you about 30 years now, believe it or not, and I've heard so many wonderful old stories that you've told about the early days of hot rodding and your early days and before.
Yeah.
And I thought that so many people would like to hear some of your stories like that. If you would be willing to share about how you got started and maybe talk about, you know, your early days with Ed Winfield. And and especially, I understand there's some good stories, a couple I haven't heard yet, about you having a shop with a dirt floor and also having an auto parts store under your bed. We'd love to hear some stories about how you got started in the old days. Tell us about how you got started and the early days.
Well, let's see. Now, back when I was born 21, so in 33, I and that was in my neighborhood, West Adams Boulevard near Crenshaw in Los Angeles, where the Model T hot rods would go by, and I thought there were only two in the whole world, and they were in my neighborhood. But I found out later, they're in different parts of town. In the state also. So if you take a Model T, which you might buy for $10 or so, and strip off the carburetor, the fenders and the bumpers, and lower it to the ground a little bit, and make it into a homemade racing car, and you just drive around with these cars, and by God, they had clubs, like a 90-mile-an-hour club, and the bungholders club and the gear grinders, all different names, and they belong to a thing called Southern California Timing Association. So to try out these cars for top speed, they go up to out in the desert, 100 miles from Los Angeles, in the Mojave Desert, was Muroc Dry Lake. Muroc, M-U-R-A-C, Dry Lake. By golly, I got a ride in a rumble seat to go up there. And I couldn't believe it. 100 cars showed up from all different parts of California and maybe neighboring states. And they had the timing equipment set up on this dry lake, which is 20 miles long. And you could try your car out for top speed. The fastest speed I ever heard of in those days was 142, which was done by a carpenter named, can't think of his name now. And he had a old four-cylinder Chevrolet from 1925, topped up by with a windshield cam and the Oldsmobile head they would sometimes put on. And it was a streamlined body. The wheels were out in the open, and his top speed was 142. But not many cars we had would go 100 miles an hour in those days. And so they'd be lined up to make runs for top speed. And you'd meet guys from all over the state and learn how they build their cars. And you'd get into it. Maybe you'd like to build one yourself when you get a little older and you get a driver's license. Because we're only about 12 years old. And we're learning from the older fellas who have had the experiences. So we thought, well, what could be more fun than this? It seemed like a great sport, and it doesn't cost any money at all, hardly.
So it was just kind of like a modified drag race, right, Ed?
Top speed.
Yes, that's right. Drag racing came in a little later. And we never thought it would get big, but drag racing came in after the war. So,
well, Ed, there were two wars in your lifetime. Which war are we talking about?
No.
World War II, yeah. World War II. And so we heard about Winfield, who was an expert on building racing cars, racing engines, or modifying stock car engines into a racing engine. And he used to win a lot of races in the 1915s and 20s on circle track racing with a hopped-up Model T engine. And he also made racing cams. First man to make racing cams, as far as we knew.
Were the first cams that you modified for Model Ts?
Yeah, the first cars we put together would be kind of a junky car. We'd buy the car for about $10, and it'd be had four flat tires and been sitting in somebody's backyard. We'd drag it home and put it in our backyard and start taking it apart, and we're learning from the older guys. Older guys would come and help if they belonged to their club and would help us get it running. They'd get it running for us and show us how to do it. And so we'd take the engine apart and put it back together and learn this way. And they're the ones that, anyway, that was that. Now you ask the question.
Okay. Well, Ed, Don Q told me you have some good stories about how you had an auto parts store under your bed.
Oh, Oh, yeah, that was funny. Oh, yeah. Well, at first, I went, after I built a huge junket of cars, I built on trying to build something a little better. And I learned by looking what the other guys had built, and the older guys. And that came about later when Quinfield had showed me his cam grinder when I went to buy a cam from him in about 1938. And he knew, and when he showed me the cam grinder, I was fascinated. And I said, so that's the way it's done. I couldn't believe it. Well, luckily I'd got a job in a machine shop, and I was an apprentice. And I thought, gee, I could even build a cam grinder like that. Buy a cylindrical grinder first and put this cam grinding attachment on it. And he knew I was interested at the time. And he knew I might try and make cams later on, which I did after the war. And by golly, I remember Hot Rod Magazine had even come out, and that spread the word even further. So now it was going all over the United States about these little cars and this hobby, and even around the world a little bit, too. So I built a cam grinder attachment. And like Winfield had showed me how he did, and I, So I made a master cam for the machine to get it working by reading in a book how to do it, and it showed up a currents ramp, which I didn't have a rotary table in order to make a currents ramp, so I left the currents ramp off, and I made a fast action cam for a flathead Model T, or better yet, for the new V8 engines that has come out, 32 Ford was the first V8 engine flathead from Ford. But now they were very popular, and they were fast to begin with, and you could make them a little faster with a cam and higher compression and things like that. So when Hot Rod Magazine came out, I put an ad in there, and I'd get calls from Northern California and all over. And in this particular case, there was a guy that was pretty savvy, and his name was McDonald, and he was in Lompoc, California. Lompoc. And so I put my $10 ad in Hot Rod Magazine. I put his name in there as a street shop, because the street shops wouldn't use my cams, because no one would buy it. Cam from me because I have no reputation. But anyway, he said, people are coming to my house looking for the street shop, and I helped them, and my street shop is under my bed. That's where I keep my bed, all my parts. But he was actually able to help people that got interested in building a hot rod, and in fact, there was no one else to see. There were very few street shops, so he would give advice to the guys that were interested in his new hobby. So his street shop was under the bed. He said, that's where I keep all my parts. So that's just one of the examples of how you can get started. And then the people would call up. Well, they'd write letters, too, and wanted to see a little literature or something. So I put an ad in the paper for someone that could typewrite to come and work after school and answer my letters that I was getting. No one, only established street equipment manufacturers in those days had no time to answer letters. But by golly, I needed the business to get started. I would answer the letters. I'd talk. Kid would answer the letter, typewrite after me. He'd make a few mistakes, but they'd be tickled to death to get an answer. And by golly, if they were going to buy a cam, I'd give them, since there's no street shop in your area, I would give them the street shop price, which is about $20 instead of $30, and they would buy. And I couldn't believe it. And first thing you know, I was actually selling cams for the flathead Ford V8. And,
well, you
and
know
they were noisy because I left the current ramps off. And they had they opened with a little impact, and by God, the engine had more torque on account of that. And NASCAR, that's what started. And I got a call from NASCAR because of the ad in the Hot Rod magazine. And these guys were new guys in NASCAR, and they were out running on the track, which had not doing too well. And they bought two cans by Air Mail. I couldn't believe it. And they went out and ran, and then a little better, and someone wanted to know, how come you're doing better now? You used to be the tail in Charlie's before. Oh, yeah, we bought a can from Misky. So the sharper guys started buying, too. And by golly, I pretty sure they liked my noisy cam with the fast action. And I made a hit with NASCAR. Unbelievable to me.
Well, you know, Ed,
I couldn't believe it. Before long, my ambition has been to make $100 a day labor on grinding cams. That would be five cams at $20 a piece, the re-grinding of the stock cam. So that's all it took, was to take the stock cam and re-grind, change the profile for racing, which made it the lumpy on the idle and so forth, but more power and higher speed.
So would you say you discovered that by accident?
I knew a little bit about it, and I'm learning as I went along.
Okay.
And, yes, it was somewhat of an accident. Yes, you're right, because I didn't put a current grandpa there. Instead of opening gradually, it opened with impact, and that gave me a better low-end torque, and you could pass cars out on the track because of the extra mid-range power.
You know, Ed, you've done so much over the years, so much of your early times you worked on a shoestring, and yet you did some amazing things, and I'm so proud to know you. And I don't know if you remember, but I have two camshafts in my Ford Flathead V8s that you ground yourself. So anyway.
Yeah, right. What year would that be?
Well, I've got a 1940 and a 1941 flathead.
Wow, big guy.
Yeah. So,
glad to hear that.
Yeah. So we all want to thank you for coming on the radio and for your wonderful stories and memories. And I don't know, do you have plans for the next century?
Not too many plans for the future.
Ed, you're the oldest person I've ever spoken in person to.
I'll be darned. Is that right?
102. Well, congratulations.
Anyway, we met a lot of great people in this industry, and these guys in this sport are great people to talk to, and we learn from each other by you tell them what you know, and they will tell you, and I learned quite a bit from my customers, and get even ideas from my customers too.
Yeah.
So,
Ed, have you ever heard of a guy by the name of Charlie Ryan?
I think I have. Charlie Ryan. Tell me more about him.
Charlie Ryan. He wrote the song "The Hot Rod Lincoln," and he built the Hot Rod Lincoln that the song's about.
Oh my goodness! I didn't know there was a real. It was a real guy.
Yeah. So,
right.
So here's the thing. I'm going to attribute our song of the week to you, and it's going to be that song.
Oh, wonderful.
Thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show. And again, happy birthday and many, many more.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, Ed.
I got lots of other stories, too, about these great people I've met.
Maybe we'll have you on again. So have a great...
Yeah, Smokey Unick, I had a lot of fun with Smokey Unick, too, in the old days.
Yeah.
All right.
I knew Smokey. He was a good guy, too. All right. Thank you, Ed.
Thank you for calling.
Bye. Have a good day, Ed. Bye-bye. Wow, that was incredible, wasn't it, Ken?
It was. You know, I don't know anybody else that's that old and that has that much experience in the automotive and hot rodding field.
I loved his stories. I love hearing those. And that's scary when he's talking about the 100-mile-an-hour range in a Model T. We've worked on a couple of them, and oh, my goodness, that would be... that would just scare me to death.
So you've done some transmissions in those old things, huh?
I did one transmission real recently, and the car, it had wooden wheels. I wouldn't do 100 miles an hour with wooden wheels.
That brings up a good point. We were just talking about tires. Who would trust those old tires at 140 miles an hour?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, when they failed terribly.
Is that why they did it on sand dunes?
Well, they did. They used to race out at El Mirage Dry Lake. They still do, as a matter of fact. I've been out there recently. And they raced at Muroc Dry Lake, which later became Edwards Air Force Base after the war. The government took it over and still uses it, you know, and that's where the space shuttle landed. That's where they used to race, right on that course.
You know, one of the things I wanted to ask Iski, is that what he goes by?
Iski, yes.
I wanted to ask him this, but I was afraid he might not remember or know because he, I don't know if he still works in his business every day, but I was going to ask him, like he said he was selling cams for $20 in the beginning. And you said you had a couple of them done. Now, I know you're a friend, so maybe you got a friend deal, but what would it cost to get a cam ground by them now?
Well, it depends on the make and model and whether they're doing a billet, using a billet core, or if they're regrinding an existing cam. So there's quite a bit of range there, but, you know, in the range of a couple hundred bucks.
Oh, is that all?
I
figured that's where they start.
Yeah, and then but then you may have special lifters to go with it, special valve gear, special springs. He makes all these kits and stuff. So, it can vary quite a bit.
You know, there's one thing. I'm going to switch gears here. How ironic. I'm going to switch gears. I'll bet you Bruce over at Five Star Cars doesn't have any hot rods in his lot.
That's a good question.
Yeah. Anyhow, let's talk about Bruce a minute. I've been around the car business for over 40 years, and I've bought and sold a lot of cars. As the guy in the insurance ad says, I know a thing or two because I've seen a thing or two. And I know this about Five Star Cars. They're truly a premier used car dealership. Before I asked them to be one of our sponsors, I visited the dealership to see how they treated people. I was favorably impressed. The owner, Bruce Wallace, says they're a stress-free dealership, and he means it. Five Star Cars specializes in quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. They keep their inventory fresh with new vehicles, constantly adding new inventory. But they won't just put any car on the lot. Every vehicle they sell goes through a comprehensive inspection process to make sure the vehicle meets their strict standards. Then they service, repair, test drive, and detail each vehicle, and they add a 30-day, 1,000-mile warranty just to prove they're providing the best pre-owned vehicles available. Plus, they won't sell a car unless they can confirm its history. In fact, they post the Carfax report on the window of every car on the lot. Trade-ins are always welcome. They'll also buy your used vehicle for cash. Let me tell you, selling your car to them makes it a lot easier than taking the risk of trying to do it yourself with all those weirdos out there trying to scam private party sellers. Five Star Cars owner Bruce Wallace says, I've been around this town a long time, and we do business like we're going to be here for a long time to come. I can't recall ever seeing a used car dealership with an A-plus accredited Better Business Bureau rating. And the customer reviews on their website validate that the BBB A-plus rating is deserved. So whether you're shopping, selling, or just want to talk cars, make sure you give Five Star Cars a call or do what I did. Drop by for a visit. Five Star Cars is in Prescott Valley at 8057 East Yavapai Road. Contact Five Star Cars by going to our show's website, drivetimeaz.com. Click on the Five Star Cars logo, and it'll take you straight to their website. If you're old enough to remember the TV show You Bet Your Life, tell them Groucho sent you. If not, tell them Drive Time sent you.
Have you seen that Hummer?
Yeah.
I've heard it's pretty special. I know many of our listeners have been waiting for the car show lowdown. You could say that Ken Freund is a car show junkie, but he's also into motorcycles. He's ridden motorcycles across 6 of the world's 7 continents and lived to write about it. He's tested and evaluated motorcycles for virtually all of the major motorcycle manufacturers and then reviewed them in his articles in Rider Magazine and Roadrunner Magazine. Anyhow, Ken's been searching for the lowdown on upcoming events. So what's going on, Ken?
Okay, well, there's a few car shows on the near horizon here. Outlaw Cars and Coffee at Outlaw Donuts, 414 West Goodwin Street, will be this morning at 7 a.m., and it ends usually around 9 or 9:30, so if you rush over there after the show. Also today, July 15th, is the Dewey Cruisers annual Hot July Nights car show, which will be 3 to 6 p.m. at the Prescott Golf Club, 1930 Prescott Country Club Boulevard. The Watson Lake, the big Watson Lake car show that's sponsored by the Prescott Antique Automobile Club and its big swap meet will be held August 5th and 6th I highly recommend getting to that one if you go to one car show the whole year. There's a bike and ATV night at Founding Fathers every Wednesday, 5 to 8 p.m. at 218 North Granite Street in Prescott. There's also a cruise in with the club on the third Thursday of the month over at Sprouts Shopping Center in Prescott.
Remember to click the links under Ken's picture on the DriveTimeAZ.com website for the full scoop on car shows and motorcycle events. There's my musical reminder again. It's time to announce the winner of the Drive Time Song of the Week contest. To enter, just go to our website, that's drivetimeaz.com, and submit your favorite car or motorcycle song, along with a funny, sentimental story about why it's your favorite. By the way, don't forget that you can listen to our podcast replays of the show on our website, too. Congratulations to this week's winner of a $225 gift card package from our sponsors and one of the friends of the show. That's the Tropical Smoothie Cafe located on Florentine Road in front of Dignity Health in Prescott Valley. I happen to love their peanut butter cup smoothie with peanut butter, banana, and chocolate, and I like to add a shot of coffee for a little extra pop. They also serve sandwiches, flatbreads, and wraps. Give them a try and tell them you heard about them on Drive Time. This week's winner is Shelly. Shelly says her car song is in commemoration of Ed Iskenderian's 102nd birthday this past Monday.
Speaking of which, Ed Iske's official birthday party is being held today, the 15th, in Southern California at Rick Lorenzen's Lions Drag Strip Automobilia Museum. And it'll be a star-studded event, and everybody in the industry in Southern California will be there.
Well, if anybody's listening online or whatever, they might be able to get there. I don't think you get there today from here in Prescott, but good to know that's going on. Anyhow, her song choice was Hot Rod Lincoln. Back in 1955, it was written and performed by Charlie Ryan, but since that time, it's been performed by a lot of great country western singers, Jerry Reed and Johnny Cash, to name a couple. Legend has it, however, that Charlie Ryan actually owned and built the car that the song's about, the Hot Rod Lincoln.
You've heard the story of the hot rod race that fatal day when the Ford and the Mercury went out to play. Well, this is the inside story, and I'm here to say I was a kid that was driving that Model A. Well, it's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up, but the Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 12 cylinders and uses them all with an overdrive that just won't stall. Got a four-barrel carb and dual exhaust, 411 gears, you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, and I'm not scared. The brakes are good, and the tires are fair. Left San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars are shining bright. Everything went fine up the Grapevine Hill. We was passing cars like they were standing still. Sudden, like a flick of an eye, a Cadillac sedan had passed us by. A remark was made, there's a car for me, but then the taillights were all you could see. Well, the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I started to make that Lincoln unwind. I took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. Well, I wound it up to 110 and twisted the speedometer cable off at the end. I had my foot feet clear to the floor, I says, that's all there is, and there ain't no more. Went around a corner and I passed a truck. I whispered a prayer just for luck. The fenders was clicking, the guardrail post. The guys beside me were white as ghosts. I guess they thought I'd lost my sense. The telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots. The lines in the road just looked like dots. Smoke was rolling out in the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. I knew I could catch him and hoped I could pass, but when I did, I'd be short on gas. Went around the corner with the tires on their sides. You could feel the tension. Man, what a ride. I said, hold on, I got a license to fly, when that Cadillac pulled over and let me go by. And all of a sudden, the rod started knocking. Went down in a dip and she started rocking. I looked in my mirror and a red light was blinking. The cops was after my Hot Rod Lincoln. Me and put me in jail. I called my pop to go my bail. He said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking. You don't quit driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Be sure to tune in again next week and tell your friends about the show. Don't forget to visit our website, drivetimeaz.com, for more information and podcasts of previous shows. So until next time, have a great week. It's going to be a great week to have.
It's Drive Time!
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you this season by Owl's Auto Body, Augie's Restaurant, You Pick It, Bucky's and Yavapai Casino, Prescott True Value, Delcorn Pump and Filtration, Courtesy Auto Sales, Yavapai Bottle Gas, Moyer's Heating and Cooling, House Chilson and Associates, and 1AZ Credit Union. Diamondbacks visit the Toronto Blue Jays Saturday live at noon, Monday at 11:30, by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, by 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball.